In our world, the reality of original sin is denied. There's a sort of the myth of the noble savage, right? Which says that, that's Rousseau, of course, that man, if he's left in himself and left to himself without bad influence from society, man is good and noble. And so, anything which is a natural instinct or desire is something good. Whatever he feels, whatever he desires, whatever he enjoys, always good. To be happy, he must be himself. In other words, he must follow those inclinations. He must live in accordance with those feelings and desires and those enjoyments. And that no one has a right to deny him what is natural to him, because that is a good thing, those natural things. And they're necessary for his happiness. And so anything that gets in the way of that is a tyranny. That's Rousseau. That's the myth of the noble savage. Right? If you think about it, it's a contradiction in terms. How can there be a noble savage? And yet, that's the bill of goods that's been sold to the whole world today.